my team is was working on this platform together, and we were like, oh man, we could create something that would just be beautiful for the church so quickly and easily. And so we came up with this idea for church.tech.
Welcome to the Ministry at Scale podcast. I'm your host, Chad Williams. Join us as we discuss trends, learn from experts, and share practical tips to help your ministry multiply its digital impact.
Started out, my first career was in ministry, and when we were at our church doing a lot of community outreach and volunteering, and we're looking for some technological answers to helping our volunteers get plugged in to the basically to volunteer roles in the community. And so at the end of 2018, because we couldn't find this technology that we were looking for, and we believed had to exist out there somewhere, like a entrepreneurial church planter that I was like, well, I'll just step into tech and create a whole new platform. And it turns out that's a lot harder than you think it might be, especially if you have absolutely no ability to write any lines of code. And so we spent a couple years working on that platform, really struggling, beating our heads against the wall. And we got some traction finally. We're building AI tools into it. And then we came up with this idea as a team was working on this platform together. And we were like, oh man, we could create something that would just be beautiful for the church so quickly and easily. And so we came up with this idea for church.tech. And what church.tech is, it's a platform that helps churches leverage the power of AI so that pastors, their staff teams, and volunteers can spend less time with technology and more time with people, more time making disciples. And so we're an all-in-one AI platform. We're building new features into this all the time. And so I'm going to run through a quick product demo and show you kind of some of the stuff that we've built here. But if you want to visit the platform and just kind of play around with it, you can just go to church.tech. That's our actual URL, church.tech. And so I'll go ahead and jump in and show you how this works. The first thing we do on here, the first thing we built was the ability to upload a sermon and generate discipleship content. And so I can copy this URL from this sermon from Pastor Craig, drop it in here. If it's like a live stream, I can set context so that it's just the sermon. I can put the pastor's name in, series name, sermon name. I can translate the content that comes out the other end into English and Spanish. We've got about 6 other languages coming soon. I click upload video. And just like a good cooking show, I'm going to go to the other oven after putting this into the oven and pull out what you would see once you actually upload the sermons. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes to upload a sermon. And then we're going to generate a transcription. We're going to generate 2 summaries. We're going to generate 5 different discussion questions, some social starters, and a whole lot more. So I'll show you kind of what this content looks like. We also have sermon clips on here that you can generate as well. So if I jump into the content, we've got a long form summary and a short form summary. And the long form summary was designed so that you have a little bit extra content. You can edit this down, throw it in a group leader guide, put it on your website, that type of thing. The short form is more for like podcast show notes or your YouTube show notes. And then you've got 5 questions. Each of those has 3 parts. The middle part is context. Having been a lead pastor and a discipleship pastor before that, I know that as much as I would love to imagine that everyone that is in a small group has listened to the sermon before they get there, or even the group leaders have listened to the sermon, it's probably not true. There's going to be some people that haven't. And so give them a little context, help them out a bit. And then we've got a sermon about a question about what was preached about the text, and then an application question. And I'll be honest with you, I spent about 4 years of my life writing small group questions based on Sunday morning sermons, scrambling to try to get them done before my first group met in the middle of first service, or the second service, I mean. And it was incredibly stressful. But the beautiful thing about this is you're 90% done after you upload the sermon. So within 10 minutes of uploading the sermon, you can have a group guide that is edited and ready to rock and put in front of people. And it'll be, quite frankly, some of the best content they've ever seen, and you can deliver it seamlessly via what I'll show you next, which is our pages. So if you click over here to the Pages tab, You can generate all different types of content from the sermon itself. So we can generate children's curriculum. So I can literally take a sermon and translate it into children's curriculum. And then create parent guides that are attached to that are age appropriate for the parents so that they know what their kids have heard. Well, and with this, their kids can have been taught the exact same text and content, but in an age-appropriate way that they heard in, you know, what I like to call big church on Sunday. And I'll show you this in just a second. You can also create a 5-day devotional from your sermon that fast. And so now you can send that out, you know, on Monday morning at 8 a.m. You can text it out to all of your group or all of the people that go to your church. You could set it to send Monday through Friday, that type of thing. And now you're reinforcing that content throughout the week, as well as you can create discipleship content. So I'm going to show you an example page from the page builder here. And actually, if you want to take a look at this live, you can scan that QR code right now, and you can see, whoops, I oversized it. You can scan it now, and that'll take you to a live version of what I'm about to kind of walk through. And what I'm about to walk through is actually kind of a conglomeration of a couple different types of pages that we can generate. But the beautiful thing about this is, everybody got it that wants it? There's a cool 14-day free trial link at the bottom of that page. So if you want it, grab it now, or you can come up and talk to me afterwards. I'm happy to talk. Too soon? Yeah? Sorry. Okay. All right. Now I've got to find it again. Here we go. There it is. Yep. I'll give you a few more. I'm going to stop moving it. Playing around with this too much. All right, so what we're going to have on this page is a small group leader guide example. Then you're going to have a link at the bottom that has a link to the children's curriculum that we generated from this exact sermon. You'll also have a link to the 5-day devotional that we created from this sermon. And you'll have the link, I believe, at the very bottom to the 14-day trial, so you can click on that and get a trial of church.tech. Everybody good now? Yep. All right. Sweet. Just come talk to me if you're not. So here's the page. So you've got group leader guide page. You've got some announcements in here. You can put a clickable call to action. So you can drop in your announcements for church so that your group leaders can reinforce that with your church members. And then those links are trackable. So you can see how many people actually engaged with those links and how many people clicked through. You've got a summary of the sermon, all generated using AI. Literally, the content that you're seeing on here, I didn't touch at all. I didn't edit it. This is exactly what the AI created. Got an icebreaker here. We can regenerate that if we want to. Come up here to AI content, generate icebreaker. And it's actually writing a icebreaker based on the context of the sermon. So somewhere in this sermon, Craig talked about food, and it's using that as like the, you know, kind of instance to get the conversational juices flowing. Then you've got your questions, and then you've got kind of a guided prayer experience. So we built the prayer prompts. They use the context of the sermon to lead your group through a guided prayer experience. Then we've got the sermon video here that you can rewatch. And then you've got, and this is not typically on a group leader guide, obviously, here at the bottom. This is just for you. But you can see here's the 5-day devotional example. And if I was on the actual live page. So we optimized this for mobile. And so on the live page, if you're looking at it on your phone, it's going to look a lot prettier and cleaner. There won't be this huge amount of margin on the sides there. But if I click on this link down here, 5-day devotional, it'll open up that page. Here's my 5-day devotional. We've got an action step that you can take in 5 minutes. We've got a prayer prompt, some scripture reading, all baked in right there. And then we've got, here's your children's ministry content. So this document's a really long one if you look at it, but it's literally got every single piece that you would need to have a really successful engagement with children's ministry. And this is the same content that's being preached on Sunday. So our goal with this, and we're testing it with a bunch of churches right now, is to be able to give the church the ability to have a unified preaching calendar. Everybody across all generations is learning the same thing on Sundays. And then they're able to have a unified discipleship strategy as well, because in small groups for adults, high school, middle school, elementary, everybody's going through the same content, and then we can equip the parents with parent guides that are age appropriate based on that content so that they can have conversations, and eventually we'll have the ability to say, hey, I want a text message prompt that will, you know, help me to have a conversation with my kid in the middle of the week, schedule it for 6 p.m. when we're having dinner on Thursday nights, and it'll send a text message and you'll have the prompt and like, okay, this is how we have a good dinner time conversation about this content that not only are they learning, but you're learning as well on Sunday. So it's got everything in here. I mean, it'll even pull in YouTube links to like worship songs and stuff like that if you need that help. It's got all the way down through. So this is an exhaustive document. It's not something that we would text out to everybody, but this is an example of the content you can create. And then, let's see here. So coming back over to the platform, I'll show you a couple other fun things. The other thing that we have is the ability to take if you upload via YouTube, or if you live stream and then you pull it down, chop it up, and put it back up, put just the sermon up on your YouTube page. We have the ability to generate chapter breaks. So one of the things that this does is it optimizes your YouTube video for SEO on YouTube, and so you'll get more views on your YouTube videos based on just using these chapter breaks, and you can simply go in and use the YouTube chapter tool to add these, and then you can add summaries, and you will literally see more people landing on your YouTube page and each individual YouTube video because of using this. And then we've got video clips in here as well. The nice thing about this is, we're actually later on today, we're launching the ability to edit those inside of here. And so you can come in here and edit these and repost them, download them and repost them as well. You can download them and in an Adobe Premiere format, if you want to kind of elevate them in some way, you can use that tool as well. And then the last thing I'll kind of talk about, and then I'll save some time for questions, is the playground. So this is the ability to interact with this content of your sermon directly. So if you want to create from your sermon, or we have a lot of pastors that are actually using this to enhance their sermon before they actually preach it. So you can upload your manuscript, or you can upload a voice recording of your practice sermon, and you can come in here and enhance it. Let's say you need an illustration for your opening. You can't come up with one. You can say, give me 5 illustrations from history, from business, from sports that could potentially be a really good lead in to how my sermon begins. But you can also create a whole bunch of other things in here. So let's say you were wanting to come up with a theme for how to decorate your children's ministry environment during this sermon series. Well, you can come in here and say, hey, give me 10 ideas that cost $100 or less for how we could decorate our children's ministry environment, and it'll give you 10 really excellent ideas for how to do that. And you can continue to work with the content. If you're like, I don't like that, make it, you know, $50 or less or something like that. Or, hey, like, give me 10 other ideas. It'll just keep giving you ideas. You can also use this to generate your social media posts. And so, you know, this is an example where I asked it for 3 social media posts based on the sermon that'll help me reach people who don't know Jesus and, you know, help them want to watch this. Create the post for Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Here are my 3 social media posts right here for this sermon. And then here's another way to write 5-day devotionals or to maximize that content however you would like to as well. So so that's church.tech. We've got a couple fun things that are coming soon. We're working on this product called Sermon Copilot, which is I'm going to say this very carefully. This is an ethical AI-augmented sermon writing tool that we're building in conjunction with a whole bunch of pastors whose names you would know. And the goal is not that it would write sermons for you, but that it would reduce the amount of time that it takes you to write a sermon by about 50% and increase the quality of that sermon by about 50% by simply giving you access to tools that allow you to communicate more effectively. We're also working on a thing called Communications Autopilot. We love the word pilot. And I don't get like paid by Microsoft to say that, but Communications Autopilot will allow your staff team to input in a form the announcements that they want to have announced, and it will literally take those and order them, hey, here are the announcements that are going to go to stage, here are the announcements that are going to go in our weekly email, here are the announcements that are going to go on social media, and it will write them specifically for each environment. And then social media autopilot, where basically we train a model based on your sermons, and then we're able to write social content for your church in a way that it puts it almost on autopilot in terms of the post writing. So, yeah. Well, thanks so much.
So thank you so much for listening to Ministry at Scale. Until next week, keep learning, keep growing, and keep impacting your world for Christ.